our second story, Whose Birthday? It's a late afternoon in December. Mr. and Mrs. Smith are relaxing in the family room as they wait for their children to come home from school. You know, Mother, since Betty's birthday comes just 1 week before Christmas, this is a wonderful month for her. Hey, have you told the kids what we thought of doing this Christmas?
No, I haven't. We should tell them soon, though, because Betty has already started to be on her best behavior, and she's dropping hints about all the things she hopes to get as presents this year. She's been volunteering to do all kinds of things. Dishes, dusting, sweeping.
Oh, hey, I think I hear the kids coming from school now. Maybe we can talk about our idea today.
Mom, are there any errands you'd like me to run for you?
It couldn't be that you're trying to soften me up for your birthday and Christmas, could it?
Of course not.
You mean you'd be just as good and just as helpful, even if you weren't going to get nice presents?
What? Oh, sure, you bet.
That's wonderful. And, hey, I hope the song you were just singing isn't a true picture of what you think of most at Christmas time. You children do know why we have Christmas.
Sure, it's to celebrate the birthday of Jesus.
That's right. Christmas means the birth of Christ. That's why you're having a Sunday school program again this year.
Do we have to be an adult Christmas program? Every year it's the same old thing. Boys in bathrobes pretending to be shepherds, and the three wise men always coming down the church aisle. Do we have to go?
My teacher wants me to be an angel.
You an angel? If she only knew you better.
Mom, make him be quiet. When is he ever going to learn some manners?
Okay. Tom, do you have your part learned?
Want to hear me say it?
Oh, no, not again. I'm just a little bell. Can you hear me, Ray?
That will do, Steve. That'll do. And why all this objection to being in the Christmas program?
It's okay, really. I just like to tease a little.
Well, if you're sure there's nothing I can do to help you, Mom, I'll go do my homework.
Just a minute, Betty. How would you like to celebrate Christmas in a different way than usual?
How do you mean, different?
Well, your mom and I have been talking about something, and we'd like to know what you children think about it. You know, every Christmas, God's people all over America spend millions of dollars. Many people make lists of those for whom they're going to buy a gift. But there's one name that seldom appears. In fact, almost never appears on the list. And that's the name of Jesus, the one whose birthday we're remembering, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
You know, kids, almost everyone looks at Christmas as a time for getting presents, and we have all come to be so greedy about it that the real spirit of Christmas is lost.
It's really not the spirit of Christmas to give only to those who give to you in return. We should give because we love, not give for gain.
But that's just the way it is.
Perhaps, but we need a change, and we'd like to start it.
How would we do that?
Well, this year, let's us, our family, give gifts mainly to the one whose birthday it really is, to Jesus. Let's take money we would have spent for trimmings and large gifts and other things, too, and send that money to some missionary work that's preaching the gospel.
We have plenty of old Christmas decorations we can use, and if we do this, we can bring happiness to others as well as ourselves.
More happiness than we've ever had, I'll bet. It would be the best Christmas ever. Well, what do you say?
Sounds okay, I guess.
Yeah, I'll go along with that.
Well...
Yes, Betty?
Well, why ask me? Do what you want to do. You've got the money.
But we don't want to do it unless you all want to do it.
Well, I wanted a big fancy tree this year, and I was counting on a new bike. My old one's all scratched, and it's only a 5-speed. And, well, I don't like the idea at all.
That's what we wanted to know. We won't do it then, unless you change your mind. But do think about it, Betty. For instance, it's also your birthday this month, you know. So use your imagination now and suppose, just suppose it was your birthday party. suppose that birthday party went like this.
Man, what a great party.
And all that food. Boy, am I stuffed.
Yeah, and I can hardly wait to open those presents piled on the table.
Attention, everyone. Did you all have plenty to eat?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you did. Yes, thanks.
Well, there's plenty more if anyone's hungry. Now, it's time to open all the presents you brought. As I call out the names, you step up and get your present.
What?
Tim Taylor.
Cheapskate. Why should he get a present at my birthday party?
Lisa, here you are, dear. Christy. Ruth. Tom. Lee. And Joy. And the last package goes to Dwight. I guess that takes care of everyone.
Mom, what about me? I didn't get anything. Not even a stick of gum.
Well, what did you expect?
Why, I thought all those presents were for me. It's my birthday.
Did you put a gift on the pile, Betty?
Of course not. It's my birthday.
At this party, only those who give a present get one. If you wanted one, you should have given one.
What's going on? Has everyone gone crazy? What kind of birthday party is it to celebrate a person's birthday by giving presents to everyone except the one whose birthday it is?
Betty, what a way to talk to your friends.
Friends? Friends? I never saw such a bunch of greedy hogs.
Betty!
Go on home. Take your old presents and go on home, all of you. My birthday party. What a joke.
I sure see what you mean, Dad. Since we celebrate the birthday of Jesus on Christmas, let's do make it his day.
I'm glad to hear you say that, Betty. Exchanging small gifts this year won't seem so difficult when we remember that God has already given us the greatest gift possible.
Yes, and let's not only remember that God's Son, Jesus, was born in Bethlehem, but let's also remember that he grew to be a man, and that he died on the cross for us. He took on himself the punishment for our sins. And then he rose again and returned to heaven. And now the greatest gift of all, the gift of salvation, is free to all who believe on him.
Yes, Dad, I know. I do love him, and I've asked him to save me.
And the Bible tells us that whoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Right. And because we decided to make Christmas Christ Day this year, more people will hear of God's wonderful gift, which is offered to them.